Hašek played 16 seasons with the National Hockey League as one of the most successful goaltenders. He was known as the Dominator. The Czechoslovakia-born hockey star is retired. But back in 2001, he created Hašek Heroes, a program that reaches at-risk Buffalo and other area youth, helping them to learn about hockey and how to develop skills that can shape their futures.
But beyond that, Hašek's Heroes provides the role model.
Hašek now lives in Europe, but still travels back here to Buffalo, a city he continues giving back to. And he recently joined us in our studio to talk about his program.
The Hašek Hero is a program we established in 2001, which was my last season here in Buffalo. And it is the program for inner-city kids or less fortunate kids, let's say. And thanks to this program, they can go on the ice a few times a week and then they can learn to play hockey.
Tell us who is receiving this, if you can. What kind of is the profile of that child?
Most of them, I think, they are from the city of Buffalo. And, of course, these are the kids. I know that anytime I go to Buffalo, I meet them. So they are that kind of the kids. They like to sport. They like some activities, but they know they cannot do it without this program.
What specifically do you teach them and engage them in learning?
There are two things. One is, to be on the ice, be with their teammates or with their classmates on the ice, be on time. It's so important. And the coaches and the volunteers, they teach them also not only be on the ice, do whatever you do on the ice, but also be sure you go to school, you have the homework done. Actually, we have above the locker room, we have special rooms, and the kids, they cannot come anytime. So they go after school, and maybe they have to wait for an hour or two before the practice starts. So they can go to this extra room, and they sit there, and they can prepare, and they can do the homework for the next day, which I would say it's very important. So it's not only about hockey, about being in this program and play hockey, but the coaches and the people who are in charge, then they check them and they see how they do in school, and which is very important for me. So it's not only about hockey, but also about education and be in school.
And the discipline of it.
Discipline is very important. I know I was the hockey player. I played in my childhood, and I know what my parents taught me, and there was a few times in my life they didn't let me go for the practice. I know it didn't happen very often, but I could probably count it on one hand, on the fingers. But if I didn't have the homework, they told me, no, today there is no practice. And I think it's nothing bad about it, because school has to be always first.
I want to talk about your commitment and work with the Community Foundation and how your sports and scholarship fund that you did establish. I believe you started with a $1 million gift. And tell us more about the scholarship program.
When I go back to 2000, 2001, and I felt like that my career here in Buffalo, it gets to the end, and I spent fantastic 10 years, no, 9, I think, 9 great years, had many friends in on the ice, but also off the ice. I felt like part of this community, and I decided to leave something behind me, and at that time, I was I was making great money, and so I decided to put $1 million to the Community Foundation and start to support this program. And the people, volunteer who they work, they do a great job.
In your hockey expertise, what would be the key ingredient to help the Sabres play better and make it to a playoff?
I'm not a coach, but definitely, Everybody has to do a little bit better, because it's a teamwork. So there is no one player who can make a complete change. It's always a teamwork, and you lose as a team or you win like a team. That's what we always were talking in the locker room. You can one player can be the difference. However, it's a team sport, and you lose like a team and you win like a team.
We've been talking to former hockey star Dominic Hašek. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.